This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Do not forget that we cap this week off on Friday with our Cache Creek broadcast. This is our first live broadcast of the morning show on location somewhere since before the pandemic. Like, I'm nervous. I'm excited. We want you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We could use your support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. It's going to be a great time, and it's open to everybody. We did give away some reserved seats, but it's not like it's a closed thing. Please come down and enjoy the morning show, 6 to 9 on Friday. We'll see you there. We'll meet you there at Cache Creek Casino Resort. And it's a kickoff to Mother's Day weekend, so that might be something to consider.
Yeah, it is.
Like, hey, maybe I could take Mom to that. All the details on it are at RadioAlice.com. And I see here that if you don't have a good time, Maddie Stout has guaranteed that, and you can direct all inquiries toward him.
I'll be the guy in the grill.
Yeah, you gotta bring that grill over. Did you guys put up a picture of Maddie has a gold grill?
Yeah,
oh, there's a bunch of pictures up. Oh, fantastic! Uh-huh. Great. Is that on the Alice973 Instagram?
It sure is.
That's a good place for it.
It's a story.
Oh, it's only a story.
Wow.
Oh, I gotta get on that and look at it.
Yeah.
It'll be gone before I know it. Poof.
It's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are talking about
it. The Bay Area is a buzz.
Like, whoa, that guy just got 52% cooler. Turns out he has a grill.
Look at the hick in the grill.
I was going to say, he only ever says West Virginia, but we love him too here in the Bay Area.
Yep.
He doesn't love us back, but we, that whole like thing where
island.
He's got a lover. It makes him uncatchable, and we want him even more.
Good Virginia in a headlock
stupid
there.
Stupid Virginia's got him.
Yeah.
How do we wrestle him away?
Well, first we start by getting that grill off his teeth. It's totally stuck on there. We get that off of there. We sand out the WV and change it to an SF. Or just a CA. Maybe we'll just go CA.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'll do that on my next one.
Yeah, you should definitely have more grills. You should definitely have a grill to wear when you're in good Virginia and one to wear when you're in California. Anyway, Cache Creek, you can ask all your questions about the Hyphy Grill over there at the Cache Creek broadcast. Details at RadioAlice.com. I'm going to start with Outside Lands. Another Planet, who is the organizer, announced a major new addition to this year's lineup yesterday. This is, by the way, the single day tickets are about to go on sale. So this is a good time to find out when everybody's playing, what days. If you're not going to go for all of the days, figure out which days work best for you. So Beck has been added. Beck is going to be on Friday, and he's doing it with a symphony orchestra. It's officially billed as Beck with Symphony. So it sounds interesting, a little something. This is a 10th gig for Beck in what was originally announced as a nine city tour that I guess he announced in March, and he's being accompanied by a native orchestra in each of the cities.
So Berkeley, I believe.
Oh, he's done the Berkeley one. Oh, no, he did that last summer. Maybe he's doing another one with them?
I think so. That's what
yeah.
It doesn't say right there?
It doesn't.
Oh.
No. I don't have that list. This is a story about Outside Lands only. Oh, you're saying, it looks like it's the SF Symphony that is going to be.
Oh, cool.
They're saying presumably.
Oh.
Yeah, he's performed with the Berklee Symphony before, Greek Theater last summer.
That was my assumption that if you've already performed with them, you would use them again because you have right some there. Knowledge of each other. But okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. SF Symphony. Either way, it's going to be cool.
And then Vampire
Beck is worth it.
That is Friday, and then Vampire Weekend's been added for Saturday. So single day tickets coming up here, and actually, those I believe are today at 10 a.m. for the single day tickets. So there's that. If you were like, oh, I already wanted to go, but now Beck's going to be there. Oh my God, I'm going. This is Janie. Listen to this. Janie probably already knows. Who am I kidding?
Who are you kidding?
Apparently myself. Halsey is freaking out because she's got a brand new song called Hand That Feeds with Amy Lee of Evanescence.
Okay.
And Janie loves her some Evanescence. I do too. It's good. But I'm excited to hear this song. This was announced yesterday.
All
Halsey
right.
says the new track, Hand That Feeds, it's for the Ana de Armas movie, which is in the John Wick universe, Ballerina. So apparently that's going to be featured, and it's arriving in, it says here, a few days.
Oh, you're not going to play it now?
No, no.
Oh.
No, I know. No, she's just announced that it's there.
Oh, jeez.
The track is for the upcoming movie Ballerina starring Ana de Armas. I am seeing, this is as close as I can get you. It's coming in a few days. I know. It'll be like Friday. Or tomorrow night at midnight or something. Hand That Feeds. Oh, it looks like it's out May 9th. It will be out on Friday. We might have that. Janie will let us know how excited to be about it. We might not be that excited, you guys.
Well, we were excited. I mean, and he just yanked it out from underneath us.
Kind of ruined Vinny's day there.
Yeah, I mean, I was all amped. Like, hit play.
He's just whining about it. Don't worry about it. You'll live. She's going to actually, Halsey's going off about Evanescence. Like, she's like, I wore out my shirt that I had from them. I love so much. So there you go. They're doing a song together. It's called Hand That Feeds. It's Halsey and Amy Lee of Evanescence. I, for one, am excited to hear it. And I'm sure that Jane will let me know how to feel about it.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, we'll hear it on, just relax. We'll hear it on Friday.
Boo.
I know, hopefully. Actually, we'll be doing our live show, so.
Oh, so we're not even going to get to hear it then.
Well, we might get to hear it, but I won't get to play it in the room for us. I won't be able to crank it up in the room for us, like usual. When off the top, it comes on and the dance party starts. I thought this was sort of sweet. Luke Combs, he's the fast car guy, right? And among other songs. That's the one I know him from, the Tracy Chapman song. Luke Combs has a couple sons with his wife, Nicole. There was a story recently about him, how he was like, you don't need a big house. You don't need this. You don't need that. And it turns out that he's living like in a 2-bedroom, 2,500 square foot place, or 3-bedroom, because they're building their dream house on, you know, 1,000 acres.
Right.
Being built out of stone that was quarried on site and timber that's been logged from their own mountains. Don't know how fancy it's going to be. Maybe not that fancy. But either way, he's got two sons and a wife named Nicole. Tex will be 3 in June, and Bo turns 2 in August. So those kids are pretty close together.
Mm.
And even though he's new to the whole being a dad thing, he shared some pretty solid parenting advice for first-time parents. I actually thought, okay, let me have a look at this. What does this guy know?
I'm ready.
2-year-old and a 3-year-old. It has nothing to do with kids, and it's actually incredibly sweet. He said, this is Luke Combs talking about parenting. You need to be patient with your significant other. Have some grace. They're super stressed. You're super stressed. You've both never done this before. It's like, oh, wait, they've never grown a human being either. Which is sort of nice. Like, be considerate. Be patient. Everybody's stressed out. Yelling doesn't help. I just thought, isn't that nice? It's actually true. A lot of times, neither parent has any idea what they're doing. It's a whole lot of guesswork. Be kind to each other.
Luke, great job. But, you know, there's a reason for the divorce rate.
Yeah. Well.
It's the kids.
However, like, maybe he got in a big fight with his wife and she gave him that little nugget. And now he's chirping it to the press.
Okay. Hey, looks good on him.
And she's like, oh, turns out you want some stuff and you might just get it. I don't know. Sometimes you're just too stressed out, though. When you're in the thick of it with kids.
Or it's just, she's saying, you stole my speech.
Yeah, I owned it. I owned it. And I'm trying to be more patient with you. You're very stressed. Calm down.
What? People love that.
Well, here's a Kanye story. I did get to it.
All right. Let's hear it.
I tried not to get to it, but.
Yeah. Everything's better. He got on the right cocktail medicine.
You're adorable.
And he's completely denounced the last 8 years of his life.
No. Kanye West, I don't know why, but he decided, yeah, I'll sit down with Piers Morgan. And then Piers asked him all the questions that anybody would ask him. And he made it about 4 minutes before he stood up and stormed out.
Okay.
Apparently. And honestly, that is the whole, it's the whole story. I guess that they were going to go long form and do a whole thing. And then Piers just started posting on Insta or on whatever social media about like, well, we were supposed to have quite the interview and he just walked off. He said, as I expected, given what I've said about him recently, it didn't last long or go well. This was him right before he stomped off like a big baby during the interview. Kanye was mad that Piers introduced him using the word West. He said that's his slave name. And that he's only Ye.
Okay.
I mean, Piers didn't say it was his slave name. That was Kanye's thing. And Piers said, okay, so we just call you Ye, yeah? And so he's trying to be accommodating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Piers asked Kanye, who is joined by a social media star by the name of Sneeko. Me either. How his life had been recently, with Kanye noting the background behind him, because he was like, I don't know, zooming in or whatever.
He wasn't in person.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
So he's in this picture and he's in, it's like bright sunshine. It turns out, I think he's on Mallorca.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And he's sitting on one of those, you know, those, you can see the Mediterranean and then there's like a row of beautiful lush greenery. And then there's like the cement balustrade or whatever what? Those things are made. It's the railing thing, but it's made out of cement. It's like a, you know, sort of walking along some very classy, I don't know, Spanish style place.
All right. He's sitting balustrade, on, huh?
Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. Maddie, balustrade?
Yeah, I think so.
And then
I'll look it up.
And then Kanye sitting there in, no kidding, the whole leather jogging pants and a black hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's got to be 90 degrees there. But he's suffering through it. He's still got the teeth, too.
It is a balustrade.
Oh, all right.
The room, though, just so you know, wasn't just me. Everyone went, what?
Well, balustrade. I'm sorry. Sometimes a word comes out of my mouth and I'm like, yeah, I'm 90%. I got that one right. But then everyone's looking at me blankly. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should be more like 60% sure.
Anyway, now we know.
There's him
new
and
word
Sneeko.
Of the day, balustrade.
Yeah. Anyway, the view is Mallorca and he's just, he's not in the mood from the get-go. And Piers is doing his best.
Why bother? Why did he even bother?
Because at this point, there'd be a lot to ask him. What are you thinking? What kind of cocktail of medication are you on? What's going on with your prisoner? I mean, wife.
Who's the dude?
That's the Sneeko guy.
I know, but yeah. I'm saying that's a weird.
Yeah. Well, he's just, that guy's just happy to be included. Like, oh, Mike, who heard of Sneeko before he somehow got his hooks into Ye?
You're better off in obscurity, Sneeko.
Yeah. Anyway, Kanye storms out, they say here, of a dramatic interview, which does make it sound like he went to a studio and then stormed out of said studio. But instead, he just stood up on the balcony he was on and walked off.
Went
the
into
screen.
His room.
Yeah. I'll be in here. I got a whiz. All right. I'm out of time. Vinny, what you got coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here. I have Mother's Day guilt and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, you do. It's Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. All kinds of pictures from the show. Get links to our personal profiles. And in our story today, you can see Maddie's grill. It's amazing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bottle Rock Tickets. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer presented by Jam Sellers, is right around the corner. All this week, we have your last chance at winning 3-day general admission tickets. Listen at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605 for the keyword. Text that keyword to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of three-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock.
It's awesome.
May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. Okay, overcast conditions here in the city now and probably where you are too, but the sun is expected later and should be a warm, nice day. Mother's Day is this Sunday. More on that in a minute. Warriors won last night. Next play tomorrow night, 5:30.
Warriors.
Let's be there for them. They need us. My first story here is, I don't know if this is breaking news. Disney has announced plans for a new theme park.
Oh.
The first one in a while. It will be in Abu Dhabi.
Whoa! Abu Dhabi? Wow!
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put it under a dome so they can keep it cool?
I don't know how they're going to do that, but they are talking about how they've worked with one of the companies there that has been building out Abu Dhabi as a destination to go visit. And so they're planning to, for the first time in a while...
Is Abu Dhabi where they have an actual ski hill that's like under a giant
There's a
dome?
Lot there, yes. Yeah. There's a
Or am I just thinking of like Dubai in general?
They built one of the premier wave pools there. So surfing is also available there now. And this is what they're doing.
All right.
They've got a lot of money.
They certainly do. Well, they have a lot of oil.
And then, and as you know, countries are trying to phase that out, they've got to figure out how to stay.
Sure. Let's get some people in here with their tourism dollars.
In business.
Let's get a Disney.
Snow Abu Dhabi.
Oh, it's called Snow Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. It's open now. Closes
Abu Dhabi
at 10
is like kind of a fun thing to say. It's open right now. Close at 10, huh?
Yeah, if you want to try to make it.
Oh. Okay.
I love Google.
Just head over there. Yeah.
These wave pools are popping up everywhere, but one of the best ones in the world is now in Abu Dhabi. So imagine that.
You could travel there, go on it.
Mother's Day guilt. So here's Mother's Day. It's right around the corner. And maybe right now you're thinking to yourself, boy, Mother's Day. When's the last time I called her? If that's what you're thinking, call her now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wait till Mother's Day. Call her now.
It's the beauty of a text thread, you know? I feel like I always have an open line, an open conversation. It never ends.
With your boys.
Oh, with my boys as well. Yes. Oh. But I was thinking about my own mom.
Oh, your mom. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just don't like to call. I call my dad sometimes. I call them on their birthdays, you know.
Almost a quarter of people in an early Mother's Day poll said they don't call their mom as much as they should. They average once a week. I feel like that's for a grown person with a full life. That's probably all you can manage. Yeah.
That's actually a lot. My God. I used to talk on the phone with my mom all the time. There's a lot of videos. And when my kids were really little, before like texting was really a thing, every picture and every video of our kids when they're little, I'm on the phone with my mom. Just like, and, you know, the phone, because we were so excited, we had cordless phones. You'd put them on a charger, but I'd constantly be talking to her on the phone. And I didn't realize until I went back and started looking at all those. I'm like, oh my God, we were always on the phone. That's the only way you could talk to people.
Almost 70% of people think they know their mom better than anyone else in her life, as in even her husband doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't. I think my sister probably knows her the best.
They live
very close to
right
each other.
Right there. 70% worry their mom has too much on her plate. Yeah, I think that is a theme that all moms tend to take on. Well, Sarah has a John, so
yeah,
not everybody. Exactly. But most moms, yes, they've taken on too much. I watch Christina juggle all the things in the world.
And she's good at it, though.
But I still, and then she's falls asleep on the couch. Let me just sit down for 1 minute. Out.
Yeah.
And the kids go, all right, I guess we'll go find something to do while mom naps. It's because she never stops. Well, yeah.
Well, it's good. You know, it's nice to be able to get a little cat nap in there if you can do it.
Messages are a popular Mother's Day gift, but moms were asked what the perfect self-care day would include.
Oh,
massages. Messages. Massages are a popular Mother's Day gift, and a massage only ranked fifth on that list.
Oh.
Perfect self-care day.
Okay. So if we're doing a spa day for mom, this is the perfect self-care day.
It doesn't sound like moms want massages. I know Christina wants one, but I don't know what.
Some people love massages and they want to go get their nails done or maybe a facial or something.
Sandy doesn't want one though.
Yeah, I certainly don't. I'm with you, Sandy. No thanks. Let's go eat something.
Number one on the list for moms was, please let me sleep in.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah.
Getting her hair done.
Oh.
That sounds very 50s.
Sunday. I know. I'm going to get my hair set and sit underneath the dryer and talk to all the other ladies. Hobnob down at the salon.
Having someone else cook, listening to music, and then comes in getting a message or a massage, whatever.
Well, a message is also, you know.
That's a very popular one. Yeah. It's the easiest one.
Let's see. Getting her nails done, going for a walk, reading, catching up on TV, and taking a nice long bath. Mm. In your case, a nice long hot tub. And then, you know, giving John what he deserves.
Oh, for Mother's Day. I give him what he deserves. Okay, got it. All right.
Don't you?
He was a good mom to those boys. Yeah. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They were very lucky to have him.
Right. U.S. News and World Report released its annual rankings of the best states in the United States based on things like education and the economy, and somehow, I guess they've...
These are just the best states.
The best states.
Like, not for anything in particular, just these are the good ones.
For the third straight year, Utah is our best state in the union.
Yeehaw.
Utah.
Utah. Huh. Really? Okay, well, Bob seems to think, Bob is like, yes, that's a no-brainer.
I've been saying this.
What are you saying about it?
That Utah, it's so underrated. I spent like a month there in 2021 skiing when I got stuck in the canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of upbringing? You've had like what's going on with you?
No. In 2021.
No.
Susan and I put all of our stuff in storage and we traveled throughout the country.
But it was the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Huh. And that worked out, huh?
Yeah.
So you're like, we're not leaving. We're just going to spend this month skiing.
Yes. Yeah, so we got an Airbnb with like three other friends and we skied.
How many times did you guys get COVID?
No. I don't think I got it until 2022.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
And then I got my vaccine in April of that year. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's enough. Sorry for triggering people. but my point was that Utah rocks.
Utah rocks.
Yes.
Mm. Utah tops the list mostly because it landed in the top 10 in 5 of 8 categories.
Oh, what are the categories?
It's first in fiscal stability, third in both economy and infrastructure, fourth in education, seventh in crime. It's 48th in natural environment.
Hmm.
Well, it does. You know, when you fly over Salt Lake City, you're like, wow, this looks like a wasteland. Like that's, I always think that. I'm like, wow, there's nothing down there. But then when you get down there, those canyons are beautiful, but it is deserty.
But all those national parks there. Isn't that the place?
Yes, but they're all like rock formations. Like they're all.
Isn't that where the guy got his arm and he chopped? Is it?
Yeah. And if he was able to get out, he would have just seen like, you know, desolate desert stretching away from
him.
And Mormons.
Lots and lots of Mormons. Well,
they seem
Mormons
nice.
Are very nice people.
They are very nice.
Very nice people.
But I had to cut my own arm off to get out of here. So hospital first, then tell me about your savior.
Right.
After that. Isn't that where that happened? The 127 hours? Isn't that what it's called?
It certainly looks like one of those canyons. Or, you know, those caverns, I guess they're called.
New Hampshire? Yes.
Utah.
Thank you.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire came in second. Followed by Idaho, Minnesota, Nebraska, Florida, Vermont, South Dakota, Massachusetts, and Washington.
Huh.
Okay, well, U.S. News and World Report says Utah's the best, and Bob say Utah is the best state in our union.
Is Utah better than California?
No.
See, I really feel like, okay, all those places, they're just trying, you know, everyone just wants to poop on California. And yes, it's very expensive here, but it's so awesome.
An 18-year-old girl in Texas named Ella Walker.
Ella Walker.
From Texas.
Okay.
Had surgery on her spine last month after a trampoline injury.
Oh boy, those happen.
Trampolines.
Incredibly dangerous.
Weirdly make me nervous.
Very
of all
fun,
the
though.
Things I do, trampolines are one that I look at and think, just the simple, like spinal.
Compression.
But then forget it on the whole, whoops, I've jump too far and I'm about to land on the ground.
Right, from 20 feet up.
Right. Yeesh. Yeah. Anyway, she had a trampoline, a spine injury after a trampoline fall. She's okay, but it meant she'd miss her senior prom. So the hospital made sure that didn't happen. The nurses surprised her with her own prom. Oh. They invited her friends. They did the same Roaring 20s theme for her real prom that the real prom had. And the doctors even let her take her back brace off for a few pics. She called it the nicest thing anyone's ever done for her. And her parents went, what?
It is pretty nice.
Anyway, it also reinforced her career path. She says she's heading off to college this fall to become a nurse.
Oh, that's lovely.
Nursing's nurses. Good work.
Yeah.
Thank you, nurses.
Important work.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, nurses.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My friends went to Tahiti during the pandemic because their economy couldn't afford to shut down, and they practically had the island to themselves.
Oh.
I know a few people who got stuck in surf destinations and just got to live their dream of surfing for like a year with no one there.
Yeah. Incredible.
Just every day it got good. There they were. Me and the waves.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there weren't even any flights. Then by the time the flights do start picking back up and you can go anyplace, you're like, oh, do I really want to? I mean,
I bet even people were like, yeah, I could leave now. I've surfed my brains out. I've gotten it all. There's
oh, you're
nothing.
Telling me people are coming in?
I'm out of here.
I'm not going to. This is great while it lasts.
Yep. Mother's Day is just that, a day for mothers. Love that guy. Love y'all, Nick. Oh.
What's happening?
I missed the beginning of it. If you don't know, our text machine sometimes
splits them up and they separate. And plus the text, you guys are great and you send a lot of text. So sometimes one funny one gets buried even as you're reading it.
Halsey at the Concord Pavilion.
What about her?
I don't know. I guess because we've got her new song coming, people are all amped up for her.
For Halsey.
I was really amped up to hear the song. There was this big buildup and then we didn't play it.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to do something today where you're going to test my brain.
Oh, I didn't get to that.
Oh. Well, let's do tomorrow because I actually wrote you a brain test as well.
What are you talking about?
Well, when you said that this morning when you walked in, I was like, oh, I'm going to get him.
Let me find that text where they say, you guys play too many games. What?
Oh, well. Find us some stories. That'd be great. If someone could make Kim Kardashian do something, that would be great.
We need some deaths.
Oh, we do. We need some deaths. We need some massive breakups and we need some hookups.
Hollywood.
And we need things other than Washington, D.C. stories. Like, everyone is so flabbergasted by what's happening in the world right now that there isn't a lot of other stuff happening. So enjoy the games. Ready? This one is called How Old's That Guy? But we're going to play it in a slightly different way. There'll be no more scuzzing each other.
What?
Yep. Here's how it works.
That's the game. Scuzz bucketing each other is part of the game.
If you don't like it, we can go back.
All right.
We're going to do it this way.
Okay.
So, just for today.
Are we writing things down?
No.
Oh.
How old's that guy? Mr. Beast. Is Mr. Beast 27, 30, or 32?
Oh.
How old's Mr. Beast? 27, 30, or 32?
32.
32.
I'll say 30.
He's 27.
Nobody gets a point
on that. Nobody gets a point.
What?
Remember that song, Save Tonight? It was a Eagle Eye Cherry song.
Yeah.
I do. We got to interview him, and he was a total jerk.
I don't remember him being a jerk, but I do remember his song.
You do? You don't remember that?
I don't really remember him being a jerk. I remember talking to him. I mean, I remember that we did talk to him.
He was like, I do not want to be here, and I do not want to sing my song. It's too early.
Oh,
and I do not.
Yeah.
Like, he boycotted us, and we were like,
we're playing your song. And by the way, that's
who
his only
you?
Song.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That
like there's a guy
song.
Who went away right after.
Well, that's what happens when you are not cool.
Do the dance, Eagle Eye.
Duffy. Okay, so how old is Eagle Eye Cherry? 49, 53, or 57?
57.
I'll say 53.
49.
57 is the correct answer. Vinny, you are on the board. How about Tracy Lords? Now, listen, children, gather around. you're only 16 or 17.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. It's not legal for you to make porn. You can't do it. You're underage. Tracy Lord said, "Nah, I'm 18. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about a thing. I don't have an ID to show you. Just believe me. I'm legal." She's also one of the few people to make the transition from porn to actual actress. You might have seen her in Zach and Miri Make a Porno, which is kind of like a porno thing, but it isn't. It bridges the gap. So how old is Tracy Lords? Is she 49, 53, or 57?
I will say she is 57.
53.
What was it, 43?
49, 53, or 57?
49.
She is 57. Good job, Vinny. You got two in a row.
That's a person that... And look, I only know because I read about this story, but she's someone who almost took down that industry because a bunch of the dudes in those movies with her could have been brought up on charges. She was underage and making movies, and they...
And the evidence was all on tape.
It's all there.
Next up is Amy Heckerling. Oh. She is a... This is...
I don't know this person.
You know Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You know Clueless. More recently, she wrote and directed some vampire comedy called Vamps. She also directed Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too.
Amy Heckerling.
And yeah. European Vacation she did as well, right? So she's a female director, headed up two movies that defined two different generations. And neither of those generations, apparently, were Bob's. Amy Heckerling, is she 69, 71, or 75?
I'll say 75.
I didn't hear you. What happened?
69.
I am also going 69.
She is 71. No points assigned. And finally, Bill Kreutzmann, Grateful Dead's drummer who played every single one of the band's 2,300 shows. 79, 83, or 88? How old is Bill Kreutzmann?
88.
88.
79.
79 is the correct answer, but it's not enough to win by a score of 2-0, Maddie. 2-1 for Bob. Vinny is on the show.
El campeón del pueblo.
Love the kiss.
He needed a win.
He did. It's been a while. Haven't heard that.
Long time.
Like over a week.
Hey,
I think.
Hey.
Turn her off. I'm still kissing. Thank you, my friends. Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Okay.
Or something.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day and tune into Jane's show for your chance at Bottle Rock tickets. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.